unbalanced. They're basically compounds that have got an electron missing and they're crashing around into tissues in the body trying to steal electrons from somewhere else so that they're chemically stable. Don't worry about the biochemistry too much. They're compounds produced during normal natural metabolic processes that have the potential to cause damage. Hey, my friend, welcome along to the Nutrition Nuggets podcast, helping you get clarity on nutrition. I'm your host, Dale Pinnock, Sunday Times bestselling author, nutritionist, and creator of the Culinary Medicine College. Every episode here in the podcast, we dig deep on the subject of nutrition to give you clarity, to give you answers, and to expand your knowledge. Hey, my friends, how are you doing? Hope you're well and you've had a good week. Have you had a good week? I hope so. So I felt compelled to do a podcast episode on this for the simple reason that I really need to get this key message out there. Now, it's about olive oil and it's about cooking with olive oil. You might have seen, if you follow me on any of the social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, or if you're subscribed to my YouTube channel. If you're not, what you're doing, get over there and subscribe. I recently posted just a general advice piece on my Instagram feed regarding a few key tweaks that people can make to their day-to-day diet in order just to make things a little bit healthier. Of course, one size doesn't fit all and all that kind of stuff. It was just a few little key points that could help people move towards a healthier eating pattern. All good. One of the recommendations I made in there was to move away from excessive amounts of the omega-6 laden refined seed oils, you know, vegetable oil, sunflower oil, all of that jazz. And for most of the day-to-day cooking, to use a good quality extra virgin olive oil. And there was a bit of a backlash. There's still this real hardcore belief from a lot of people that you absolutely cannot heat this stuff and you cannot cook with olive oil. And if you do so, it's going to be instant death. We need to get this sorted. We need to get to the bottom of it because some people were proper angry. It was like a recommended they give their kids a crack pipe or something. It was absolutely ridiculous. It's a funny old world, nutrition. It can drive some really interesting responses sometimes, and often the things that people respond to continually baffle me because often it's quite unexpected. Anywho, I want to tell you obviously why I made that recommendation and also why this belief that you can't cook with extra virgin olive oil is actually a bit of a falsehood. Now, the reason why I made that recommendation in the first place, if you follow my work for any kind of meaningful length of time, you'll know that I've got a real soapbox about the whole fatty acid balance thing, reducing your intake of omega-6 and increasing your intake of omega-3. That's good, sound advice. It makes sense. For the simple reason that excess omega-6 fatty acids that we find abundantly in those refined seed oils can be a driver of inflammation. It actually causes the body to produce more of something called a series 2 prostaglandin, which is a communication compound that actively drives and exacerbates inflammation. So if we're consuming more than we need, we kind of force feeding that pathway. We're force feeding that increased production in those prostaglandins. So by cutting out the omega-6, or at least reducing it right down, I mean, as long as you're consumed a good whole foods diet, you're going to be getting enough omega-6. We do need it. We just need it in very, very small amounts every single day. So cutting out those extra sources of it helps us to veer away from excessive amounts that can drive that excess inflammation. So that's why I made that recommendation. Cut out those kind of oils. But then when it comes to cooking, especially your everyday stovetop cooking, if you use something like butter, it's just going to burn and you'll just get loads of free radicals and it won't be a good quality fat. So that's why I say, look, the best option for good everyday stovetop cooking, you're sautéing, you're stir frying, that kind of stuff, is just a good quality extra virgin olive oil. Now, the real issue that a lot of people had was that apparently it's got if there's a belief that it's got a low smoke point, it hasn't. I'd say it's got a medium to medium high smoke point. The problem is when a lot of these oils get to their smoke point, a lot of free radicals are formed. Free radicals, these are unbalanced. They're basically compounds that have got an electron missing and they're crashing around into tissues in the body trying to steal electrons from somewhere else so that they're chemically stable. Don't worry about the biochemistry too much. They're compounds produced during normal natural metabolic processes that have the potential to cause damage. Okay? And these can also be manufactured by applying energy to certain things or certain stimuli to certain things, like heat, for example. Heat, sunlight, radiation, all of those things can trigger free radical production. The chain of thought is, because extra virgin olive oil has this smoke point, like any oil does, that as soon as you get to that point, you're going to create this free radical soup. Now, I understand where the thinking comes from, and there is some logic there. Certainly if you do it with many of the regular kind of refined seed oils that I talked about, vegetable oil, sunflower oil, you're going to get that happening a lot. And also if you used a regular olive oil, that would happen to a certain degree as well. But what I want you to think about is if you look at a regular everyday olive oil and then you look at an extra virgin olive oil, what difference do you see? They're different colours, right? The regular, normal, everyday olive oil is like a straw yellow kind of colour, whereas the extra virgin will be this deep, vivid green. And that, my friends, is the key. That deep, vivid green that you get in the extra virgin olive oil, that is given by polyphenols, these very broad spectrum antioxidant compounds that we find in berries and dark chocolate and green tea and red wine and red onions and red cabbage and you name it, very ubiquitously found in our diets. Those lovely, vivid green colour pigments in extra virgin olive oil are given by polyphenols. What do these polyphenols do in this particular context? Well, when that oil is heated, they prevent the formation of these free radicals. Or I guess more accurately, what they do is when any free radicals are formed, then they help to neutralize them by donating them an electron, which is how antioxidants work, and stopping the whole situation from occurring in the first place. So with that in mind, that is why I made the recommendation. It's like, look, there's several things going on here. It's like, one of the things that I want people to do is move away from these omega-6 laden vegetable oils. But then also you want something that is stable enough to cook with that's not going to give you that omega-6 excess. And extra virgin olive oil is your one, because at all of those temperatures that you would get from sauteing, stir frying, that kind of stuff, it will be completely and utterly stable. Okay, I do sometimes recommend people use a little bit of coconut oil if they're doing very high temperature stuff over long periods of time, like roast potatoes, for example, where you've got it at high temperatures for 2-2.5 hours. I cook my roasties that long. If you've got, ovens vary. I mean, like a good quality gas one. I mean, I've got electric in a minute, but a good quality gas one, that will be a lot less than that. But you get my point. You're getting it up to those high temperatures for long periods of time, then you might get some degree of degradation within the olive oil. But if you use a little bit of coconut oil for that, problem solved. Now, one thing that I want to talk about, and I get asked this all the time, and I can guarantee already in someone's mind, this question has popped up. What about rapeseed oil? There's been a lot of rapeseed oil produced in Europe, particularly the UK and Ireland. And with that has come a big industry that is behind producing rapeseed oil. And with big industry comes big PR. And there's been this messaging that rapeseed oil is the one. It's the holy grail. It's the utopia of cooking oils. It's okay. You know what? If you really must use it, then use it. But bear in mind, it's still going to have a reasonable amount of reasonable. Put your teeth in. A reasonable amount of omega 6 fatty acids in there. It's got a relatively high smoke point. Cool, great. That's all good. But it's still going to add to that omega 6 burden. So if that's a thing that you really want to focus on. So if you've got multiple inflammatory issues going on, if you've got any kind of inflammatory condition, whether that's an inflammatory skin condition, whether that's a inflammatory issue in the digestive system, whatever, if you've got any kind of inflammatory stuff going on, then driving down your omega-6 intake is going to be a big priority for you, because that's really going to help you pull that inflammation back into a manageable level. If that's your priority, then I would steer away from it. If it's not, then fine. You can probably get away with using it, but it's not, you know, it's not this utopia. There is no such thing as this utopia, to be honest. I mean, like, you know, even with olive oil, there can be issues. Like if you took it too high for too long, then you'd still get some damage and some problems. Nothing is perfect, but that's just a better choice and option for you. So look, I hope that clears a few things up. I hope that we can put this thing to bed now. If you've got any questions you would like me to answer here in the podcast, then do send me an email. The email address is info@dalepinnock.com. info@dalepinnock.com. Also, if you haven't already, make sure that you get over to YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I'm making a whole new lot of content that's just for YouTube. You know, I'm doing one lot of stuff for my podcast, one lot of stuff for YouTube, one lot of stuff for Instagram. So you got to get over there if you want that information. It's a chance for me to go into a little bit more detail, to bring some visual teaching elements to this as well, because you know what? Some people love the visual aspect when it comes to teaching and learning and understanding all this stuff. So head over to YouTube, look for Dale Pinnock Nutritionist. Dale Pinnock Nutritionist. That's my channel. Go over there, subscribe, and you'll be able to know when new content is posted. Anyway, until next week, stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. See you later.